Hey, it's Jeffrey Craner, and I want to tell you, Welcome to Night Vale is on the road this winter and spring of 2024, and it's our newest live show called The Attic. So Cecil discovers slides from an old family road trip, which at first seems fun and joyful, but begin to change into something strange and dangerous. This show tells a tale of childhood memories warping through the lens of a cursed slide projection, a shape-shifting creepy doll, and of course, the totally normal dispatches from Night Vale's community radio station. The show stars Cecil Baldwin, Symphony Sanders, me, and Disparition with original music performed live. We'll also have a musical guest with us for all shows because what is Night Vale without its weather? We'll be in Europe in early March, Antwerp on the 2nd, Utrecht on March 3rd, Cologne on the 4th, Frankfurt and Berlin on the 6th and 7th of March, then London, Glasgow, and Bristol, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, March 13th in Leeds, the 14th we're in Manchester, and finishing up on March 16th in Dublin. But if you're in the US or Canada, come see our final shows of The Attic in April. We'll be in Toronto on April 1st, then St. Louis on the 3rd, Louisville on April 4th, Columbus April 5th, Pittsburgh April 6th, and April 7th, we're in Jersey City, and we'll close out that tour on April 8th in Northampton, Mass. If you've not seen our live shows before, they're super fun. They're entirely original stories never heard before on the podcast, and you don't need to be caught up on Night Vale at all. You don't even need to know what Night Vale is, so, I mean, you could bring your weird friend who doesn't listen to podcasts. They'll still have so much fun. Get dates, locations, and tickets for all of our remaining live shows of The Attic at welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows. Go there now. While you're listening, you can multitask. Welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows.
Live, laugh, love. Or die, cry, despair. Your call. Welcome to Night Vale. Let me start today's show by saying how much I love you, listeners. You make this station what it is. I bring you the news, unbiased, direct, and honest. And you listen every single day for, how many years now? What? Who can even know? The point is that we're a small community with a small radio station and a dedicated listenership. I hope you know that you can always call or write in and let me know what you think about my broadcasting. And many of you do. Good or bad, I'm so thankful for everything you have to say because it means you care. This is how this business works, or should work. But, you know, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe the business of this business is passing me by. Station management hired radio consultants to help shape our program. My program, to reach a wider audience. This morning, two brothers named Mike and Cash came into my prep meeting before my broadcast began. They were very nice. They told me they thought I was great, doing an awesome job, that they weren't here to tell me what I was doing wrong. They just wanted to tell me everything I could be doing right. The name of their company is Team Having Fun. Yeah, this all seemed fine, I told them. I'm a team guy because I don't like upsetting station management, and I like having fun, within reason. I told them to feel free to listen to my show for a few weeks, and then we could schedule a meeting after that to talk about their ideas, but that's not what Mike and Cash had in mind. They immediately signed me up for the Team Having Fun Slack channel and told me they'd be updating me throughout the show with ideas from their remote focus group. I love this already. It's going to be great. And now, the news. A report this morning from Old Town Night Vale of a possible alien abduction. Beth Jones, owner of the combination dog training studio and CrossFit gym at Harrison in Somerset, was deadlifting 6 bull mastiffs above her head when suddenly a bright light from the sky shone down on her. Witnesses said Beth was pulled into the air, along with the dogs. Beth was still counting her reps aloud. According to the report, she had completed over 250 lifts as the light enveloped her entirely. The bull mastiffs remained in sitting position, not barking or jumping, because Beth is a talented dog trainer, and those are good dogs. Good, good dogs. Beth's neighbors and friends were reasonably alarmed. Casper O'Kelly, who lives next door to Beth, said, "Seeing our friend get taken by aliens is really scary. I'm scared, okay? But also, I'm kind of excited. Like, you hate to see someone you know get abducted, but also like, wow, you get to see an alien abduction live right in front of you." Casper continued, "Okay, now I'm imagining all the really cool, terrifying experiments being done to Beth. Whoa, like, being frightened is kind of fun." Casper then jumped behind a bush and told the reporter, okay, pretend you don't see me, and then walk by here and I'll scare you. You'll see, it's fun. You'll see. What is, oh no, oh boy. Another message from Team Having Fun Slack. Focus groups don't like hearing bad news, so if you have to report bad news, try inserting a funny sound effect every three sentences. But that's not really my style to... Oh, okay, you know what? The hallway to station management's office is glowing red, so I am on team having fun. Of course I can play funny sound effects during a serious news story. Great, super great. There are a lot of unlabeled audio files here on my board, and I'm sure they're all hilarious. We have breaking news on the alien abduction. The entire Desert Flower Bowling Alley and Arcade Fun Complex has been abducted. How do you abduct an entire building? Oh, wait, that was three sentences. Okay, let me see here. How do I play one of these drops? Here we go. Yep, funny sound effects, totally working. The bowling alley was closed at the time, but daytime shift manager Samuel Barkway was on duty in the building. Samuel, as many of you may know, is a former resident of the civilization below Lane 5 that attacked our town almost a decade ago. Samuel, being a peace-loving person, defected from his own civilization to become a resident of Nightvale. Ha 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 ha! Woo! Samuel struggled for years to make ends meet. He was met with distrust from much of our community because he was from a warring state. Yet, Desert Flower owner Teddy Williams found it in his heart to give Samuel a job, a place to stay, and public support.
Woo.
So, Samuel, you will be missed. I hope you're okay wherever you are. What is it now? Focus group liked the sound effects, but not as much as we had hoped. New plan, play with your pace. Sometimes you get into a predictable rhythm. What? That lulls your listeners. Keep them on their toes by speeding up and slowing down. Great. Okay, let's try this out on a local interest story. Last night was the first annual media softball challenge at Mission Grove Park. Our community radio station made up one of the teams, which included me, my new intern, Patrick Siren, and our sales team, all of whom are named Sean. We took on the staff of the Nightvale Daily Journal, which consisted only of editor Leanne Hart. All of the equipment was provided by the World Sporting Goods Capital Conglomerate LLC, which just opened a new location over by the Ralphs. I don't really play sports at all, but the balls and mitts and everything were so nice. They had metal bats too, but I didn't realize that until I got there. And they were cool. I just love the sound of aluminum hitting anything. The game was not that exciting. The Daily Journal won 20-1. Our station's team started out strong when intern Patrick hit a leadoff inside the park home run off to Leanne Hart. But knowing she had no other players on her team, she disemboweled Patrick with a hatchet and then placed his eviscerated corpse on top of home plate as a warning to anyone else who attempted to swing at her pitches. And so we didn't. We kept cool. I looked for a story about Leanne's vicious crime in the paper this morning, but there was nothing. Nothing at all. To the family of intern Patrick, he had a great form on his swing and a terrific follow-through. He will be missed. Listeners, more breaking news. I'm getting word that the alien spacecraft has been abducting people all over town. Witnesses describe the ship as a large disc with blinking lights all around the edge. Below the saucer shape is where the bright light beams down, and in the windows of the vessel are beams of astonishing structure. The ship was last seen over the Barista District and... reports are coming in that the entire Barista District has been abducted by the ship. Oh, come on. Doing great, as always, Cease. Ugh. Focus groups loving the new energy, but they don't like how polished you sound. You think you're better than them. The way you speak so smoothly and preparedly, you don't sound natural. Try dropping written scripts entirely. Speak off the cuff, bud. Bud? Ugh. Maybe say more often, like a common person. They want to know you're one of them. I am one of... Okay. Putting my pages down. I'll just do this community calendar from memory. Extemporaneously. How's that? All right, so community calendar. Thursday is the premiere of Tosca, which is an opera at the new old Night Vale Opera House. Tosca, right. That is the one, it's probably a, there's always like a soprano courtesan with an alto friend that falls in love with a tenor. And there's always a baritone that's trying to break them up. Anyway, whatever. That's on Thursday. Friday, Dark L Records. There's going to be a live concert by Megan the Stallion. Yeah, but it's all acoustic. She's going to be singing her hits, which include that Looking at Life from Both Sides Now, I Could Drink a Case of You, whatever that song is, and 1999. It's more of a dancey song. There are unfortunately no tickets available right now because Michelle Wynn and her girlfriend Maureen have decided that this is really just a date they're going on, and it's really just for the two of them, because I don't think they're in an open relationship right now. Okay, so Saturday, over at the Rec Center, we're going to be starting some pottery classes. These are classes for beginners, so you don't have to have any previous experience. But things that you will learn how to make include clocks, keys, and bongs. And Sunday is... Oh, crap, what's on Sunday? You know, I don't know. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Doing awesome, killing it, guy. Oh, God. Focus group loves this common folk thing you're doing, but like you still sound like a radio dude. Don't think of this as a radio station, Cecilio. Think of it like a bunch of friends sitting around a bar, eating nachos, drinking suds, chit-chatting, you know. Consider eating on the air, get a snack, give us that normal fellow vibe. Team having fun, out. Jesus. Okay. A bunch of bros in a bar eating nachos, talking news. Fine. Here we go. Breaking news, Night Vale. The entire city hall, including all of the city council, has been abducted by the alien spacecraft. And now, it's completely gone. No word on how this ship which is approximately the size of 1.5 Applebee's, can fit an entire city hall, a bowling alley, and a barista district in its hold. But I'm sure none of those who have been taken from our quiet little community are still safe. God, the horrible experiments being done to them, it's too awful to think about. But also, you know, kind of exciting. Like, I don't want to make light of it. It's super frightening what's happening, but like in a thrilling sort of way. Because, you know, being scared is sometimes fun. Like, I don't know, like a haunted house or a horror film or operating a microwave. Oh my God, Bankville. I can see the alien craft through my window right now, and it's headed right for the station. I don't know if it plans to draw us into its deadly beams, but maybe I should go and save myself. No. Of course I shouldn't. I mean, I'm a newsman. I'm your newsman, Night Vale, and I would never leave you when there is news to cover. It is my duty to you, Night... Oh, come on. What now? Mike and Cash, what do you... Focus Group hates the spaceship. You need to get rid of the spaceship. CC, please respond. Okay, I swear to... Okay, fine. We'll deal with it. Listeners, Mike and Cash have just run out to the front of the station and they're waving frantically up toward the flying saucer and a light, oh my God, it's so bright, is shining down on them and there they go, drawn straight up into the hull of the ship. And just like that, the spaceship is gone. Wow. Well, I guess we should celebrate honor their memories with a weather report. These are really good chips. Night Vale, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the aliens are still here. I do, however, love to be the bearer of good news, which is that the aliens have returned all of the people and places they abducted. Unfortunately, they didn't do it right. City Hall is now in the Barista District, and the Barista District is now where the bowling alley was, and the bowling alley is where City Hall was, but facing the other way. Daytime shift manager Samuel Barkway at the Desert Flower said he's so happy to be back home, and he reported that the NBA Jam machine in the arcade is now a Galaga, which will be very disappointing to my brother-in-law, Steve. But super exciting to me. It'd be nice if the aliens had put it all back the way they found it, but one should never look at a gift horse. The point is, everything and everybody has been returned. Beth Jones from the Combination Dog Training Studio and CrossFit Gym is also glad to be back in Night Vale. She claimed, though, that she endured some intense procedures by the aliens. They surgically removed large sections of her brain through her nasal passage. Then they replaced what they took with new, more powerful brains, and Beth can now speak in over 2,000 additional languages, although none of them are Earth languages. But still, it's kind of neat, she said in Zilzarian, the language of the Ross 128 star system. Oh, and the Mastiffs are telekinetic now. Now, of course, Mike and Cash have also returned, and honestly, I'm happy they're okay. Look, I'm sorry if I sounded irritated with them or pleased that they were abducted. They were just doing their jobs, and they really do live up to their name, Team Having Fun. Speaking of doing their jobs, they also acquired a new client, which is kind of a relief to me, because they're too busy with that to keep sending me silly ideas on Slack. Conversely, station management looks super angry. But there's not a lot they can do about it, though. Team Having Fun's new clients are the alien abductors. And even station management is afraid of irritating our potential intergalactic destroyers. But Mike and Cash seem to really be connecting with the aliens. They've been added to the Team Having Fun Slack channel, and they're receiving tutorials on how to use Twitch. According to Mike and Cash, focus groups do not like aliens abducting people, but they love watching them play Rocket League while eating edibles and trash-talking 13-year-olds on the internet. Team Having Fun is currently communicating all this to the beings of astonishing structure via their new translator, Beth Jones. Good work, Beth. Also, good luck, Team Having Fun. I'm pulling for you. Like you wouldn't believe. Stay tuned next for Cat News. The news for cats, by cats, about cats. And as always, good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was All This Time by Ellis. Find out more at ellissongs.bandcamp.com. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio or shout at a bird. Check out welcometonightvale.com for info about our 2022 tour. That's right, us, back in a room with you. We cannot wait. Today's proverb: be careful what you wish for, because your wish might not come true, and then you'll be sad.
Hey y'all, it's Jeffrey Craner. So I do another fiction podcast called Within the Wires, which are stories told through the guise of found audio. Each season is a separate tale. You want a prison escape told through relaxation tapes? That's season one. Want a love story that unfurls through voice messages only? Season five. How about the revelations of an unexplained death told through a series of museum audio guides? Season two. There are seven seasons of Within the Wires for you to binge right now, each only 10 episodes long. So go get Within the Wires wherever you get your podcasts.